At a special committee of the whole meeting this week, Loyalist Township discussed its council composition and ward boundary review. Out of two options, it was a close 4-3 vote in favor of option one. The committee will be making their recommendation to council at their May 13th meeting. Option 1 states that Amherst Island will remain a separate ward, and the rest of the township will be divided into four single-member wards. The proposed Ward 2 is reshaped to include Bath, but also the area south of Millhaven Road, east of County Road 4, and the area west of County Road 4, north to Highway 401. The boundaries of the proposed Wards 3 and 4 are redrawn to more clearly reflect present and future Amherst View neighborhoods and to improve the boundary of the proposed Ward 3 in the Parrots Bay and Nicholson's Point area by using natural features. The entire northern part of the township is a single ward, covering about two-thirds of the township, with Odessa as the main settlement area. Option 2, which was not chosen, considers reducing the number of local councillors from 5 to 4, with one councillor per ward. It also proposes joining Amherst Island in Bath in the proposed Ward 1. This would also include the area around the ferry terminal. The township's current ward design dates back to 1998, when the municipality's population was approximately 14,500. Today, the population is more than 20,000, with projected growth to over 21,600 within the next 10 years. Since beginning the review, the project has included several phases of public engagement. On October 22nd of 2024, Council received an overview of the project, its legislative context, and key timelines. The first phase of public consultation was conducted in late 2024. In February of this year, an interim report summarizing Phase 1 consultation results and preliminary ward boundary options was presented to Council. Additional public consultation took place from February 19th to March 16th, giving community members an opportunity to voice their input on the proposed options. With the feedback obtained, consultants prepared the two final options. Mayor Jim Hagedorn described the purpose of the project.
This is an exercise to ensure that every area of the township has the opportunity to vote and easily understand the ward they are in. So it's been almost a year of compiling information, interviews, presentations, surveys, calculations, brainstorming, and finally presenting the two options here this evening. This has been a very educational process for me as well. The quality in representation is a great goal, but not the only one. The reason I say that is I was always of the belief that when I was elected in Ward 3, that was my voting base. That is where I place signs. That is where I typically talk to residents during the election period. However, once elected, my work area was Loyalist Township.
Councillor Jake Ennis noted the importance of the review.
While this is a ward boundary review, and much of the focus is on maps and where to draw lines on a map, let us remember that this is more fundamentally about each individual's right to vote, regardless of where the individual lives in Loyalist. And let us ensure that each individual living in Loyalist is treated with dignity, and that each individual's right to effective representation is satisfied to the greatest extent possible.
Councillor Paul Proderick spoke about the importance of representation for community members.
My experience as a councillor, the fact we got three councillors in the one ward, that's not a workable option in my mind. A person should be able to pick up the phone or email and know that one of these people is responsible for this geographical area. I like the idea of a single member ward. I do support that. Old Amherst View has different needs than New Amherst View, just as Odessa has different needs than Wilton, et cetera. Part of, I guess, being in this position is you also have to look out for those who maybe don't have the, I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but the fact that Amherst Island is unique, we should all celebrate that, not just the people that live on the island.
Ennis shared his views on Amherst Island as well.
Amherst Island is a special place. I don't think anybody's arguing with that, but the idea in terms of creating an electoral system, that it is so isolated and culturally distinct that therefore requires over-representation, I have difficulty with.
Hagedorn noted and explained the scope of Township Council.
I believe every council member works for the entire township, so representation is not for a number of voters. It is for all voters, despite the size of area you are elected to. And I do believe that our council does a good job at that, of working for the township. So council is designed to be aware of principles, policy, limitations of authority, data, and then determine the best fit for everyone within Loyalist. There is more to our township than data. This is evident in the guiding principles. This knowledge of the township the council has is what sets us apart from everyone else that has worked on this project. We take the information and options and make a decision of how best this will work for Loyalist Township.
Councillor Carol Park shared her views on both options and explained which one she was leaning towards.
So I'm not really happy with either one of these options. You know, from listening to discussions this evening, I see pros and cons for both options. And I do acknowledge my colleagues' comments and concerns and the notes that they've raised on it. I'm leaning towards option two. And my rationing is that I just think it's a better option than option one. You know, we all acknowledge that Amherst Island does have some uniqueness to it, and they do have a community of interest in their demographics. I also feel that Bath shares the same thing. So based on that, the fact that the representation is being combined into one, I think that uniqueness could be managed by one representative.
Ennis spoke about the discussions and why he was leaning towards option two.
We've had a robust discussion. I think everyone is with their ideas and thoughts on the table. For me, it comes down to that the independent expert consultants rated option two as yes and fully satisfied for representation by population, and yes and fully satisfied for effective representation, the top two principles in any representative democracy. I agree with them.
Ennis went on to detail his concerns with option number one.
The extreme population disparity between Ward 1 and the rest of the wards. The some limited variation is acceptable. The 25% variation, established Supreme Court cases, OLT cases, is fairly widely accepted. The variation here is in the 450% to 550% range. It's an incredibly large population disparity. The comparison used was to the federal riding of Labrador. That's a federal example. And so when you give overrepresentation to one federal riding, that's one out of 343 seats. Right now we're talking about one out of five. That's 20% of seats.
Broderick explained why he was voting for option number one.
When I ran for council the first time and was defeated, I remember being at the debate, and I remember vividly the sort of undercurrent at the time was, well, you can't have a mayor and a deputy and somebody else from Amherst Island because that will give them more weight, I guess might have been the terminology. And it was fairly obvious at the time. That's not the type of township I support. I got elected as a representative of Ward 3, but I also have a duty to the whole community. In that sense, I would support option one. I'll be right up front. That's the option I would choose.
Hagedorn shared his reasoning for supporting option number one.
So much of what we do is prescribed by other levels of government, but this item is ours to make our own. In making a decision for Loyalist, I'm going to put it out there, I believe option one is a preferred option. I believe option one takes into account all the growth projections and population calculations, all the surveys completed by residents throughout the study, determining identifiable boundaries and communities of interest, and my historical knowledge into consideration as well as I make this decision. So with the ranking of representation by population and communities of interest being equal, this tells me that the residents prefer option one.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.